Track 5. Next, we bring you The Mardler, a roundup of stray news from around the county.
New Norwich Blue Plaque from Gorilla Artists. Norwich-based guerrilla art project Rosie's Plaques, which started life putting up alternative blue plaques around the city to commemorate the county's unsung heroines, has put a new one up in response to the murder of Sarah Everard. The most recent plaque, situated near St Giles Street, was created in response to Sarah's killing by a police officer, an event which sparked widespread debate about women's safety in the UK. All the members of Rosie's Plaques had a hand in creating the plaque, which bears the message, "For our sisters who were just walking home." Small versions of the plaque have been made into badges to be sold online to help the Sue Lambert Trust, the Norfolk charity offering support to survivors of sexual violence and domestic abuse. We started selling the badges 4 weeks ago at £10 for five, and we were amazed to sell more than 1,000 in just a few hours, says Maggie Wheeler from Rosie's Plaques. Rosie's Plaques is the brainchild of Norfolk's The Common Lot Theatre Group. Women from The Common Lot produced a play in 2018 called All Mouth, No Trousers, which focused on the unsung heroic women of Norfolk. During the research for the show, they discovered how few women have been honoured by the blue plaques, something they've been putting right since. Our campaign is about culture change. We are raising awareness of the need for a culture where women are recognised for their achievement and contribution to society and can feel safe on the streets. When we realise that less than 12% of the 4,500 plus heritage plaques in the UK celebrated the lives, achievements and spaces of women, we felt it was an outrage.
Good news for Great Yarmouth. A significant cash injection is to help boost Great Yarmouth's tourism offering. The £420,000 investment will support 14 events, including Hemsby Summer Fireworks, Galston Christmas Switch On and Great Yarmouth Fireworks, plus another tranche of projects. Visit Great Yarmouth's initiative will help the economy recover and grow post-pandemic, create new jobs and build on the all-year-round offer for holidaymakers, it says. We are confident that with this substantial investment, we have a rich tapestry of events planned to attract people of all ages and interests who will want to return as soon as they leave, says Lyndon Bevan, chair of Visit Great Yarmouth.
Leafy tribute to the Duke. An avenue of lime trees has been planted at Sandringham to commemorate the late Duke of Edinburgh's half century of involvement with the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust. The first of the 60 trees, a gift from the Trust, was planted by the Prince of Wales, who was joined by the Trust Chairman, Sir Jim Pace, and Chief Executive, Theresa Dent. The Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust trustees and vice presidents chose to gift a new avenue of trees at Sandringham as a fitting tribute to HRH, the Duke of Edinburgh's remarkable contribution to the Trust and to conservation as a whole, said Sir Jim. The conservation movement and the GWCT in particular may have lost an extraordinary champion, but we are delighted to help assure his legacy at Sandringham today.